Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, where are you? She lose her internet connection again? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling for a reading.
Yes. What would you like to know? What's your question? Who are you and where are you from?
Oh, yeah. My name is James. I'm calling from Florida. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. Well, my concern is just recently I've got, I also got an intuitive reading just recently. And it was focused on all the personal transitions that I'm making right now within this year. And I know that I'm making these huge changes.
You're looking at what changes? What in reference to what?
Well, I know that I'm making these huge personal changes, stepping out more, being more authentic, being more of myself, living more according to my passion. But one of the things that popped up, we discussed my romantic relationship. I am in a relationship with a young lady right now. And so the idea of outgrowing this particular relationship really, really got me really afraid, got me really scared because I really care for this person and I love this person very, very deeply. I'm wondering if you're picking up the same thing. Do you see me outgrowing this particular relationship and me moving forward?
I really get that it's up to you what you choose to do with this relationship. I'm getting that if you're afraid, then you should, like, take a step back and think about it and think about what is important to you in reference to your feelings and where you're going. I don't see that she's going in the same direction, though. I feel that she is, like, she doesn't have the same interests that you do, the same goals.
Right.
She's, 'cause you're a very outgoing and very goal-oriented person, and you like to do things and go places, and she's okay to do them most of the time, but there are times when she is not interested.
Right.
And you have a tendency to wear your heart on your sleeve, like you're very sensitive.
Yes, yeah.
And you get your feelings hurt when she says no to you.
Right.
But I feel that you are, like you're not a match, like you're not a good match. You're not a soulmate match. You are more of a karmic match. Like, there are things for you to learn from this person. And it's more about you learning how to love yourself. And know who you are. I mean, you have a concept of that right now, but it's about going deeper. For you, it's just about going deeper within and finding the truth that you have inside of you and using that in your life. And once you find that truth, like what you're here to do you know what your purpose is?
I do know that I'm here to awaken. I do know that I'm very passionate about teaching and spirituality, and I do know that right now I'm coming into my own and being more of myself. I do find myself saying no more often and just, you know, thinking about myself first and just letting go of what's expected of me and staying, you know, more committed to what I would prefer and what I would like to. So I think that's part of the purpose. I think that's part of my purpose, I think.
I believe that you're a teacher, a natural born teacher, and that you have come here to this planet to teach others about relationships and about how to love themselves more, like on a deeper level, at a soul level. So you're being taught through this person how to get in touch with that part of yourself that's really deep inside of you. You're being asked to get in touch with your soul, the soul level learning that you have inside of you, because that's part of your ability to teach people. Because you naturally want to reach out there and help people. You're a natural born light worker, and there are lots of things for you to teach. But this is like a major thing, because you will have really deep healing via this person. So you're just being asked to pay attention to those different things. And when you become like overly sensitive, or your feelings get hurt, or you get angry at something that is said to you or done to you, you're just being asked to take that and go off by yourself and address it. And then let it go and forgive yourself for the things that were said to you. Because when you're in a karmic relationship, it's all about healing the past lives with this person. So the things that are happening to you via her, like the things that she's showing you, those are things that you did in another lifetime to her or to another person. And she is the soul agreement with you to come here and rectify these issues that you have right now. So if you're taking them personally or they're hurting your feelings, it's more about you than it is about her.
Right. Oh, yeah. This has definitely been a very deep relationship, and I've learned so much about you. I've definitely learned so much about me.
How long have you guys been together?
Only for about 7-8 months.
Okay, so you probably got about another couple years, maybe less. It depends on how willing you are to, like, work through this stuff. You could possibly go through it in 2 years' time. But the universe is saying that you must be diligent in your healing with yourself and not allow yourself to get caught up in those feelings too much. Just know that they're there to be released. I'm getting that you should discern what they mean to you on a soul level, and where in your past has this taken place, like in this lifetime, not just in the other lifetime. But you have a real sharp clairvoyant ability. You are a very, very visual person, and you can see a lot of things about yourself that no one else can see, because you do have all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
So and all you have to do is pay attention.
Oh, yeah. This is great. And I just want to ask one more question, and I pray that it's not too silly. I probably know the answer. I just probably want to hear it because I'm a little, you know, in my feelings right now. When the time does come and I move forward, is she going to be okay? Is she going to be okay?
Well, she's fine. She'll be okay. You're not going to hurt her. you will both know instinctively that it's time to move on.
Okay.
So let go of hurting her, because it's really more about you than it is about her.
Okay.
Just
thank
trust
you,
God. Have a good night.
Thank you so much. Many, many blessings to you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So, next caller, I don't have a computer in front of me. Can you just announce who you are and where you're from? Seven, two, eight. Hello? He wanted me to talk to him. Hello? Hello?
Yes, that's it. I was just supposed to give him a reading.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
There's a band.